As we pray for this message this morning from our hearts, global warming is on the way. Global warming is on the way. Now, I was going to preach this message tonight. Amen? God wants it this way.
Yeah.
We're preaching. Maybe you say, well, preacher, that's a rare title for a message on Mother's Day. Who says we got to preach about mothers on Mother's Day?
Right. Yeah.
That's an old tradition. I think Southern Baptist started it. Who said you have to preach on the different things on certain days of the year? I don't go with that. I just don't buy that. Amen. I think we need to preach what God leads us to preach.
Amen.
If we feel that the Lord to preach something, then we ought to preach that. Amen. You know, thinking about global warming, we hear a lot about it today, don't we? Amen. But it is on the way. It doesn't matter what Al Gore has to say, global warming is on the way. Amen. It's coming. I'm telling you right now, it's coming. He's not going to hold it back. Now, I'm not saying that it could be progressively getting hotter for this day to come back. God doesn't have to do that. God does do some things progressively, and He does it for a reason. He does it progressively. But God, in this, that He can do everything He ever has to do.
That's right.
Amen. It's complete and for do it all.
Right.
That's God. He's an all-powerful God. Amen. But it could be leading up to that. You know, I preached that message on the great delusion here a while back. And the Bible said that after we're taken out, God shall send them to a less strong delusion that they should believe a lie. My dear friend, I believe that strong delusion
right.
Getting started right
yes, sir.
People. Strong delusion upon them from
right.
The devil.
Yeah.
Anybody that puts something like they put in office as president of the United States has strong delusion.
Right.
Amen. Everything is good in our country.
Yeah.
Writing one executive order after another to annihilate things that were done for mankind.
Amen.
Violating the Word of God and refuse to pray with people. First time any president ever refused that, I tell you, he's a rotten Muslim and he's a stinking Antichrist.
Right.
I said he's the Antichrist. I said he's an Antichrist.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's right. They plenty of devils with just one cheap devil.
Right.
That's loose.
Amen. Right.
Need to capitalize devil when you got that down.
Yeah.
Right. Just a little devil with a little D.
Yeah, there you go.
Amen. The Antichrist capitalized it.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Many Antichrists.
Yeah.
Right. He's an Antichrist. You don't agree with that same man.
Amen.
Telling you right now, that illusion's working right now.
Sure.
Hey, Paul said it's already working, didn't he? John said it's already working. That's in their day.
Right.
It's already working. The spirit of Antichrist is working.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Amen. You better wake up. I'm telling you right now.
Yes,
are you listening to me?
Praise.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
I'm telling you, your eternal soul is in the balance.
Yes.
Amen. You claim to be
free.
Don't you live for God? For God. Ain't no evidence of you living, being a Christian when you're like that. Amen.
Right.
That's right. Somebody said in the meat yesterday, preacher said, a duck is a duck because it does the things that a duck does. That's its nature.
Right.
It quacks, it's not with feet, it swims, it loves the water, and that's its nature.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. You have a divine nature when you get saved, and you do the things of God because you have that divine nature.
Amen.
If you don't do those things, how do I think it's can you prove you're a Christian?
Right.
Can't do it. Can't prove it to me, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You're right.
Right. Well, we're getting down to where the rubber meets the road now. The Lord is getting ready to come out.
Amen.
Amen. We're seeing signs of His coming, I'm telling you right now. Strong signs. Stronger than it's ever been in history.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I've been preaching for 35 years. I've never seen anything like it. I never had. I'll be honest with you. I didn't really think I would live to see these things. But somebody's going to live.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we're going to be a bunch. Looks like we're probably in a good chance none of us are going to die in a physical day. Unless we're half dead right now.
Yeah.
And we got any kind of help at all. Well, I tell you, every one of us here might live on the rapture. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Amen. Doesn't matter to me. I just didn't want to die.
Yeah.
I mean, they are in rapture too.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Charles Spurgeon said that he believed he was going to miss out on something if he was like the rapture.
Yeah.
He said he'd miss out on dying.
Mm-hmm.
Going in the spirit, you know.
Yeah.
And come back later for the rapture.
Yeah.
You get a double whammy that way.
Amen.
Yeah. I want all I'm getting, Lord.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Oh, I tell you, I like to milk that goodness of heaven as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Get it all. I want everything that I have from the end of the world.
Amen.
You need it. Boy, the world we're living in. If you live for Jesus, you need it.
Right.
And you're living a life the vice and doing what you want to do in the flesh and hanging the things that Christian has spoken to me. What did you say, didn't you?
Yeah.
If you're a Christian, I guarantee you, you're living for God. The devil will fire the darts at you if he can. He'll slam everything at you with the kitchen sink. He'll throw that at you too if he can. You stand up for Jesus and you just watch, see what he does. Amen. I guarantee he walks about still as a roaring lion or everything. The devil's seeking who he may devour. Seeking who he may devour. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, well, Al Gore can get all these meetings. I'm reading he did that anyway to begin with, so he had something to do. Failed as a politician. Lost his presidential race. Lost his place in the Senate. He didn't have no business to do, so he started this deep stuff. Amen. That's the truth.
That's it.
That's the truth.
Dirty.
I call it a global warming. That's what he advocates. Global warming. Now global warming. Amen. But listen to what the prophet said here in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 1. Now we're preaching on global warming is on the way. No matter what Al Gore has to say. Amen. I just added that to the title.
There you go.
But Malachi chapter 4 and verse 1, the prophet said there, he said, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven." What about that? That day is coming that shall burn as an oven. That's going to happen. I guarantee it's going to happen. Amen. And so look at our text that we've chosen this morning in Revelation 16 and verse 8. He said the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun. That's what brings the action about it. Vow. It's poured out, boy, then things begin to happen. Amen.
Amen.
And the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Boy, there's where it begins, right there, global warming. I say global warming because it'll be on the entire global warming. Amen. Everything's going to heat up. All on the earth is going to heat up. What a time that's going to be. So, buddy, if you don't like fire, you don't want to get too close to fire, you don't like being scorched. If you're not right with God, you better be seeking the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I think if God sees in your heart you're sincere, then the Holy Ghost will begin to deal with you.
Right.
That's the way I believe.
Yes, sir.
I'm not an easy believer, just imagine.
No, sir.
I don't believe you. Well, when you pray this prayer, and God has to save you. You just go ahead and pray it. God save you. I promise you. Well, oh, He'll save you. You're saved anyway. You can take it from me. You're saved. I wouldn't teach that kind of junk.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. Jesus said, "You come to me, except the Father will send me draw me." The Holy Ghost got to woo you.
Amen.
He's got to win you. You can't win them.
Right.
You can't. You know what it says? Jesus went and sold his wives. That's the Holy Ghost. Working through you.
Right.
You don't have the power to do anything.
All right.
Yes. Right. If we get anybody to Jesus, if Jesus, the blood of Jesus working through us.
Right.
For his own honor and glory. Amen. Absolutely.
There is.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm telling you right now, boy, I tell you, I'd be praying that God deal with me.
Yes.
Amen. If I wasn't right with the Lord today. Look at that text again. He said, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. With that in mind, turn over to 2 Peter, if you will, chapter 3. We're just still in the introduction. 2 Peter, chapter 3. Let's look at scripture there along this line of thought. 2 Peter, chapter 3. You get there, look at verse 9. 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 9. You there?
Amen.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Right.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be? In all holy conversation and godliness. Kind of clarifies what I've been saying, doesn't it?
Huh?
I mean, this is going to happen. So because of this, what manner of person ought ye to be? In all holy conversation and godliness. That's what we ought to be. Amen. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
That's the cloud cover, the elements. That's what that is. That's the sky, the elements.
Right.
And I remember when the old people, that's what they called them, the elements. My old grandpa would say, well, the elements don't look too good this morning. Mm-hmm. And today, God bless children, and young little preacher teaching them what they're talking about.
Right.
That's the element. That's a good Bible word, the elements.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely. Now we refer to the blue sky, or the black sky, dark sky, and so on and so forth. But they refer to the elements. Amen. The elements are going to melt with the fervent heat.
Amen.
All the big rain will have, you believe, that's an old Baptist preacher, Don B. Valor, now for many years past. But he used to teach that that's how the Lord was going to destroy the earth. He's going to do it, he said, there ain't going to be no nuclear blast. He said, he believed the Lord will ignite the elements, the air, and the Lord will ignite the water. Well, water made up of one part hydrogen, two parts oxygen, right?
Two parts hydrogen.
Two parts hydrogen. I'm together. I know somewhere. Anyway, he said, all he had to do was rearrange it a little bit, said, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Burn it off. That's what's called the earth. Burn it up.
Very good.
Yes, good.
Yes, sir.
Just rearrange the formula a little bit. He's the one created it. He produced it anyway. That makes sense to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Amen. It does. It really does. Good something, right, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. But listen, I said that global warming is on the way. Let me give you a few points here on this message, and we'll shut up and go to that. I'll start to say, hold on, God's global warming, I said, is on the way, regardless of what men have to say.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what you think about it, it's on the way.
Right.
Amen. It's on the way. It doesn't matter whether you think it's going to happen or not. It's still going to happen. It's on the way. You can't stop it. You can't hold it back. It's on the way. You might as well resolve to the fact that the Lord get ready to bring judgment upon this earth. What if this country here is a long time waiting for judgment, the way it's treated little babies?
That's right.
Amen. The way it's legalized these filthy sodomites.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, dear God, the things it's done. Now it's time to give all these dead devils that won't even hit a leg of a snake or work or anything.
Amen.
Give them a big hole and give them everything. Take it from us and give them the land.
Amen.
Well, I tell you what, preacher, you better get up on your hind legs and start preaching the word of God. What God wants them to do. Ain't nothing to be heard from today. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, the preacher's packed more power than a lot of politicians do in this country. If they thought we'd been like that, it was a preaching of the word of God.
Amen.
And it built this country.
Yes, amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm telling you,
amen.
God, help us today to see this truth. No matter what they think, what they say, amen.
Amen.
And global warming is on the way. In Acts chapter 5 and verse 29, for the Christian, the Bible says we, as you and I, ought to obey God rather than men.
Right.
Well, listen to what God has to say.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I like these. I like some of these talk shows, these ultra conservative talk show hosts. I do. I like to listen to them. They are helping the cause of good government, but what they have to say didn't weigh anything to what the Word of God has to say.
Amen.
Amen. Now some people say, you know, I know that's what the Bible said, but do you know what Russ Limbaugh said? I don't care what Russ Limbaugh has to say when it comes to the Word of God. He doesn't have any spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I believe the Word of God.
Amen.
I obey God above man. I had a preacher the other day say, you know, we ain't going to be able to preach on the homosexual before long. I said, you might not be able to. I don't know. That's between you and God. But I'm not going to stop preaching on it. Well, if I just quit preaching on murder, I might as well quit preaching on drunkards.
Yes, sir.
I hate it with a passion. I want the nasty things around me.
Amen.
Say what you want to say.
Yes, sir.
I believe they blaspheme the Holy Ghost, what I believe.
Yes, sir.
Especially when they get that little voice like that. When their voice begins to change and start walking around like this.
They done went over the deep end.
Amen.
I think some preachers advocate that
someone can get into it a little bit and get back out. I don't find anybody going to get into it to begin with.
Amen. Till death do us part. That's what asked me down there at the Glasgow. He said, well, come to camp. I said, what do you have, dorms? I said, no, we wouldn't have. So I said, I wouldn't be separating my wife.
Right.
I said, the life will say, till death do you part.
Amen.
Now, you stick my wife over here in a dorm, we'll wear another dorm.
No, sir.
We don't do that here. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right. God gave me my wife.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't give me a man. Give me my life.
Right.
I guarantee you, I'm gonna preach out on that with you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If I go to prison, I go to prison. I live almost 65 years. Anyway, I've had a pretty good leg of life. If I gotta go to prison for a little while for preaching the word of God, I'm gladly gonna suck for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Old John Bunyan said 12 years in bed for prison in England and London, where the preacher he did wrote the great book, Pilgrim's Progress. And the old queen said, John said, you put preaching in the street, what you've been preaching out against the Church of England. He said, she said, I'll free you right now. He said, if you free me, he said, I'll be preaching for the Lord.
That's
what I've always been preaching. 12 years! I've been preaching 12 years in prison for the cause of Christ. What an old burner he is!
Right, man.
Go to prison, I go to prison.
Yes.
But I expect every one of y'all to come right there every day, too.
Yes, sir, brother.
Come stand right there and walk back and sit down.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, claim that all of us will do something. I think it might be good. Amen. It might be. It really might be good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, I tell you, I said global warming's on the way, regardless of what me and I have to say. Secondly, I find also global warming is on the way, and the world will cease to play.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they do is play.
Right.
That's all they think about anymore. And I love basketball. I love to watch Kentucky play basketball. I'm excited, but he's a heel on a hot rock. Well, this has been cool to me, guys. I can't hardly wait, brother, to see them play next year or this year. I can't. I'm telling you, I've been watching Kentucky basketball since Adolph Rupp days. Amen. He was a coach when I started watching. And I seen them all coach. Amen. But you can get too involved in things of this world.
Right.
You can.
Right.
I don't believe it's a sin to like to watch a basketball game or even play basketball. Or fish or watch fish. But that's not all there is to it.
Amen.
Jesus is supposed to have all the preeminence.
That's right.
Our life. Anytime anything comes up that would come between us and serving the Lord, we'll push it out of the way.
Right.
If listen to basketball or to hinder my work in the Lord, I quit watching it.
Right.
Amen. I would, I'm telling you, I would. But the world's going to like that. The lost world will go along with their play.
Right. Amen.
They are.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they're going along with their play. All they think about is women, one running around naked and jaybirds.
Yeah. Right.
And men not much better.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. That's the world we're living in today. It's as wicked as it can be. I'm telling you what, I told y'all, on my TV, my great TV runs out of the gym and that's it. It's gone. I don't want no more. I don't have stuff filthy. I do not want it.
Okay. Right.
A lot of the money that we're sending in there, that filter bumps, you know what? We're back in this hour.
Yeah.
I don't watch it. I haven't watched anything on there that's filthy, but I know it's on there.
Right.
Lord, if you stop, and it's just like, it's just like a buddy of mine said he lived up in Chicago and he got on the subway one day and thought he got off at home. He got off in the Puerto Rican and the black section. And he said, wrong stop, and come back in. Look back on the subway. I just lived in Chicago. I know that place is. That's a hellhole, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
How much weight is that color? The more you can go along and stop. Wrong stop.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it is.
You're right.
Because
amen.
I'm some good things on the earth.
Right.
I'm telling you. But then if you want some good things, you're going to want to watch all the road. You know, the commercial I'm thinking about that they brought out today. That I thought I never thought I'd even see the message be advertising. Advertising today, private things for women, private things for men. Dear God, it's all it's wicked. It's
living in the days of Lot.
Amen.
Sodom and Gomorrah wasn't any worse than what we're living in today.
Right, you're right.
Those Sodomites would come out of closets.
Yeah.
Look, right, some of these rotten, low down, liberal, left wing states are giving them rights to marry one another, putting them in the law. You know, how long do you think God's going to hold that on you?
Right. Hear me.
It's whispering.
Right. Preach.
I'm telling you,
all the warnings on the way.
I'm telling you right now, buddy, this whole world's going to cease its play. It's carrying on, it's dancing, it's revelry, it's sin and sex and all kinds of filth.
Amen.
And political crookedness.
That's right.
And billions and billions of dollars. Well, they've got tracks. Actually, but they ain't born out. They got a bunch on earth. They go down out of the ghetto somewhere. They don't have to come in out of the rain. They're not running the business that's handling billions of dollars, taxpayers' money. Lord God, he talked about time. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Well, the Bible said it waxed worse and worse, didn't it?
Yep.
Amen. And the world will take its place. In Revelation 21, verse 5, the Lord said there, for the former things are passed away. It's all going to be out of the way. It's all going to be gone. Replace gone. Amen. Now it's time to pay. All they've ever done is play. And now it's time for the world to pay. But even though global warming is on its way in, the Christian, praise God, is on his way out.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. 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 Now, if you're Christian today, you're on your way out.
Amen.
How much longer we got?
It's
not to me to say. But even the angels of heaven in heaven know that. It's the Father, not the Son.
Right.
That's what the book says.
Amen.
Now, I believe, I guarantee you, we can know the season, can't we?
Yes,
the Bible says we can know the season.
Right.
That's right. But we're in the season. I'm telling you right now. We're so very close and on our way out of here.
Amen.
And I hope and pray that you're ready for that. Hope you're ready for that on your way out.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you, a lot of old boys came back from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and what they've been through, and they come back to this country, and they just come hard, they couldn't hardly make it over here. And they have a hard time. Because they've been used to something different. Talked to a buddy of mine, he said, well, I packed a rifle around, he said, just like back in the Wild West days, and shot them all one, too. He said, you can't do that anymore. I said, Bob, you can't. Not too many. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, but listen, they didn't know how to conduct themselves when they got back over here after, in World War II, after 3-4 years of war.
Yeah.
My daddy went in for the duration. He and five of his brothers, six out of seven boys, went in 1941, didn't get out until the war was over. They called the MacArthur, all the South Pacific Islands. And they come back, and what do themselves are? And I believe that Vietnam was the worst, though. Not the worst war, but it was the worst for the men.
Yeah.
They got over there, and a lot of them got on dope over there, and a lot of them got in sin big time over there, and just did everything, anything they want to do, and they come back over here, they want to do it. So.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, I'm coming right now. We're on our way out of here.
Amen.
We're short timed.
Amen.
Amen. We are. We're short timed. The Christian's on his way out. Turn to Genesis chapter 19, if you will. We're looking at a lot of scripture this morning. I believe we need to. Genesis chapter 19. Let's look at some scripture along that line of thought. In Genesis chapter 19. And this is the place where the Lord has sent the angels in to get Lot and his family out of there. He's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And by the way, he said it's going to be like that. In the day of the coming of the Son of Man, it'll be like the days of Lot. That's what Jesus said. And you see what he did in the day of Lot here. Fire and brimstone fell. He set the place on fire, burned it up. I had a preacher friend that he goes to Israel quite often. He brought me back a piece of charcoal, charred earth out of the Dead Sea site, around the Dead Sea. And that's supposed to be the original site, the old Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's just like a piece of coal. He said, I tell you, Brother Duncan, he said, they had drilled there, and he said, at 2 to 3 feet down is solid charcoal. That's how intense God burned Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what he thinks about Sodomites.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So we're at the place here where he's bringing them out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and
And in verse 15, it says in chapter 19, when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, rise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here. Talking about his family. You better be concerned about your family today.
Amen.
Said, Lot, take your wife and your two daughters, your family. He said, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his anger, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. And the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth, and they set him without, and said, let's get him, bury him out. Get him out of there. Now the law was a gracious. The Bible said that the deeds that were done there in Sodom vexed his righteous soul.
Right.
Over there in the book of James. Right. He's a Christian. Lot was. Amen. So I got him out of there.
Right.
And it came to pass when they had brought him forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee. Neither stay thou. Here, stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. They're on the way out now. Amen.
Amen.
And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight. Thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me, and saved my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee into. It is little. The little one, oh, let me escape thither. It is not a little one, and my soul shall live. And he said to him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, and I will not overthrow the city, this city, for thee which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything. Now, listen, watch this. This angel talk.
Yeah.
Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither.
Mm-hmm.
What about that? Judgment ain't going to come, but I get you out of here.
Right.
I cannot do anything.
Right.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Thank God. I like that. You see, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the day of the coming of Son of Man. He's a God of people. He's going to get us out of here before judgment comes.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord. After all this, then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven.
Amen.
It's going to happen again.
Yes,
thank God we're on our way out.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we're on our way out. Global warming is on the way, and we're on our way out. But I know I'm not here to stay. It's on the way, but I know I'm not here to stay. How do you know, preacher? From the Word of God.
Right.
We just read it right there. That's just one little portion. I can show you a dozen portions of Scripture that will give you blessed assurance of knowing that God's going to take you out of here. Praise. I'm a pre-tribulationist, pre-millennial Christian. I'm not a post-millennialist. I'm not going into the tribulation period. You're not. You're a child of God. Amen. Thank God we're not going in. Amen. We're on the way out. Guaranteed. I know that without a shadow of a doubt. I'm not here to stay. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 8, Paul said there, he said, we are confident. He said, we're confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Amen. We're going to leave this old body here. We're going to get a new body like Jesus' body. And we're going to be with the Lord. We're going to escape all this judgment to come. Thank God. Amen. I don't want anything to do. I don't even want anything to do with mid-tribbers. I don't. I can't fellowship with them. I don't agree with that.
Right.
I don't. And the time that we're living right now, I think a mid-tribber, buddy, is a dangerous instrument.
Yeah.
Don't you, Brother Rudy, advocating such doctrine right now?
Amen.
It's dangerous as it can be in the signs we've got of the Lord's coming right now.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
But I'm not going to look. I preached out here one time on, I forget what it was, June 10th. I wasn't thinking of preaching what I was doing. I was just preaching between preachers. Me being the moderator for me. And I made a statement like this along this line of thought. I said, the Lord one day will take the ones that are condemned to the lake of fire, and he'll call in holy angels, and they'll bind them hand and foot and cast them headlong into the lake of fire, which is the second death.
Yeah.
Back in the service, the preacher came up to me and said, what you say? I never thought you'd say something like that. I said, what? What did I say? It scared me. was a younger preacher than I am now, but I wasn't that dumb. And he said, you said that the angels were going to find the lost ones and hand them to the black box. I said, that's what the book says.
Amen.
Remember that, Jim? I said, that's what the Bible says.
Right.
I ain't saying that. God said it.
Right.
He said, I was under the impression that we would do that. I said, what the hell did you get that at? He said, I'm going to tell you, you got to watch what you listen to.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what I did one time myself. I was a young lay preacher. This is about 34 years ago, 35 years ago. And I was for another country. This old Pentecostal boy was there. And he and I would talk scripture and have prayer together, me and him, several others every night. There on the line. And one night we were talking, and I made a statement. And I said, do you know what Dive said to Lazarus? He said, Dive. I said, yeah, old Larry Luke 16. He said, where in the world do you see diabetes in the Bible? I said, well, it's there, it's in the Bible. And I turned it over, but it wasn't there. You know what I've been listening to? All of the green. In the Vulgate, diabetes means riches. And diabetes refers to the rich man. But it's in the Vulgate version, right? What's that in the Vulgate? In Latin. And all of the green is all of the green. That's what I'm talking about. I realize all of the green when I was a young Christian. But I'm telling you right now, I watch what I say now. If I look in that book first, I don't say it again. I apologize to him. I said, well, that's my mistake. I said, it's still me, rich. But he said, but it's not the Bible. I said, you're right, Smiley. I said, if I'm wrong, I'll admit it. Amen. Not wrong. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank God we can be confident.
Amen.
That when we leave this body, we're going to be at war. Amen.
Amen.
You see, while the warming, I'm just about finished, but while the warming is taking place on earth, this warming we've been looking at, a welcome is taking place in heaven.
Right. Amen.
Wow. That will be. Hallelujah. We're going to be, we're going to be received by a welcoming party of saints of Jesus at the head of it. And the angels and the saints of God.
Amen.
Hey, listen, I love camp meeting. I do. And we've been having this 24 years. A lot of preachers have come and been coming here for 24 years. And it's become even much more to me than that now. It's a reunion. Buddy, just as different ones roll in from all the south. Boy, I just go out and hug them, man, and I'm just tickled to death to see. That's what you ought to be with, brethren.
Yeah.
You see, when you're hugging them, let me ask you something. I do this all right. I love to do it. Would you just love, well, let me ask you this. Would you just love to put your arms around Jesus and just hug him? Amen. Would you just love to do that, put your arms around Jesus? All right, I'm going to do it.
Amen.
John said, we would that you would have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and the Son of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, whatsoever you do, thank you,
nothing
to me.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. The church is
Amen.
Embodied.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the born-again believers, the true born-again believers of this church that make up this local Bible-believing, preaching, teaching Baptist church are the body of Christ and the bride of Christ.
Right.
And Jesus brings the head. And buddy, when you love one another like that, through in word, or shaking the hand, or the ladies, honey, I don't like that no ladies, I ain't going to believe it. I don't buy it, so I don't know. I love my 8-year-old radio. He ever had, or any point, I won't do it.
Right,
stay away. I don't give place to the devil.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Lord, I think you all about that woman I ran into at that meeting. She was there yesterday. Right in front of us. And I said, Lord, God. I was so delicious. See what she did, mate? Last year at the Jubilee down there at Glasgow, I was looking at some books on paper. So, this woman looks how I'm in it. Did anybody ever tell you to reverse cancer, man? I said, man, I'm a very married man, too. Lord, that wasn't enough. She followed me back to my seat. Right beside my wife. And guess who else? Cletus and Christine Bowen. Of all people. And went over and had the audacity to get
get right beside him and said, "You do it to her."
Some they'll be screaming and gnashing their teeth here.
Yeah.
Men will try to die and can't. I preached a message one time on suicide, the day when suicide becomes impossible.
Right.
They'll try to take their lives and can't.
Yes.
They will.
Yeah.
They'll pray for the rocks to fall on them, yeah, take their lives. Yeah. There'll be so much torment towards you. Think of that. What an awful time. Listen to me. I'm telling you, if you're here today and you're lost, God filled your heart, or if you're saved and you're not right with God, you need to hit this altar when we get an altar call. That's why God wouldn't let me off this message this morning.
Amen.
God, somebody here needs to get right. Are you listening to me now?
Amen.
I tell you, I could preach this message and the Lord could come and talk us out of here. And if you didn't respond to the Lord during the altar call and get right with God, you'll be left behind.
Yeah.
Amen.
And you, according to the Word of God, He'll send you strong delusion that you should believe a lie, that you might be damned because you failed to put your, to repent and put your faith in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Right there,
yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
I said the wedding will take place. I got one more. I say this: the church will be enjoying the worship in heaven while the lost sinner suffers, wrath on earth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll be worshiping the Lord. We will. The church will be at the feet. John saw the church at the feet of Jesus, with palm leaves in their hands. Those elders, that was the church, that was a representation of the church. You know, I can safely say I believe this, that John saw Arnold Duncan in that worship service. Now, if you're a Christian, he saw you, didn't he?
Right.
He saw you. If you're a true Christian, if you've really been born of the Spirit, he saw you there. But he saw the church. And the church has been seen. When John was taken up, that was the type of the church going up.
Right.
And gathered around the mercy seat. That throne of mercy with that rainbow round about the throne. Amen. That's where God's people are going to be at. Well, what a blessing this is going to be. Amen. It's going to be a terrible time down here. You say, "Preacher, what about our loved ones?" I don't know. There's going to be tears wiped away later on before time is done away with. There are going to be tears wiped away.
Amen.
Now, but tears could be there because of our loved ones. Maybe, possibly because we weren't the Christians we were supposed to be. Let us see Jesus in.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Great possibility for that. Amen. We're not going to get by that easy.
That's right.
I'm telling you right now. We're going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
That's right.
And give an account of deeds that were done in our bodies while we're on this earth. Not whether we can enter heaven, not whether we're going to be in heaven.
Right.
But I guarantee you, everyone will receive a reward, whether it be good or bad. I don't know what the reward's going to be for one that's failed the Lord. I don't. I really don't. I can speculate somewhat on the rewards for those that have been serving the Lord and the faithful servants of God. But those that are unfaithful to the Lord and that have adhered to the things of the flesh more so than the things of God. I don't know about it, man. I don't know what's going to happen. If they're going to be in heaven, that'll be enough. And I'm telling you right now, I believe there's going to be a lot of them standing in the ashes. All everything they did was wood, hay, and stubble. It's going to burn up when the judgment fires leap and rage across the throne. I believe their works will burn up and they'll be left standing in the ashes.
Yes, sir.
I believe you'll cross your minds in that day. Oh, why didn't I say the Lord that day?